The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm greetings. And the theme for this week is the sense doors, the sense, direct, immediate, simple sense experience. Yesterday I talked about seeing. Today, hearing. And if we use the word listen, listening, that tends to be more of an active idea, something we intentionally do. Hearing, it doesn't have to be that way. Just now I heard the train whistle, but I wasn't listening for it. I wasn't thinking about it until it whistled. And so it's possible for some people find it very nice to do mindfulness of hearing because of a lot of this. Not controlling, not adjusting, not fixing anything. Sometimes with a focus on the breathing, there can be a lot of ideas about I'm the agent, I have to breathe just the right way, and how am I supposed to breathe, and what am I supposed to pay attention to? Whereas when mindfulness is of hearing, then there's a kind of letting go of trying to control it, trying to fix the sounds, trying to have the right sounds. There's a receptivity. And the idea is just to receive the sounds. And then some people learn a kind of a non-manipulative, non-entangled knowing, non-entangled mindfulness by learning to listen well, to hear well, not listen, hear. So I'll suggest today that we start with hearing meditation, hearing mindfulness, becoming sensitive to that door. And as we become more and more sensitive to it, it's possible to notice how we get entangled in it, how we get reactive to it or involved in it, or we grab onto the branches of sound. So I don't know if you hear the whistle now, but one way of getting involved would be starting to now wander off in thought and thinking about, well, we should really move IMC to a quieter place so that when we broadcast in the morning, it can be quiet. Or it could be, I could think, wow, that's fantastic. Here I was going to do a hearing meditation and we already have wonderful train whistles going. And let's move IMC closer to the train station, to the train tracks. So then I'm entangled with it, I'm caught in it. And just allow the sounds to come and go and come and go as they wish. So we'll do it for a little while and then I'll direct the same kind of attention to breathing if you'd like, or you can continue with sounds if that's nice for you. And making yourself comfortable in a nice, easy posture. So you don't have to put a lot of attention into your posture, maintaining it. So this is a little different than how we usually are doing this meditation, maybe. Sit in an easy, relaxed posture. And gently closing your eyes. And we'll do the usual kind of relaxing to begin in a way that will support hearing. So gently taking a few deeper breaths, comfortably deeper. Fuller breaths. And then as you exhale, a comfortable, fuller exhale. and exhale, that you begin to relax the whole body. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And on the inhale, feel these different parts of the body that I'll direct you to. And then as you exhale, relax that part of the body. So begin by relaxing the belly. Feeling the belly and relaxing it. Maybe as you relax the belly, there's a settling of the weight of your lower torso into what supports your body, chair, cushion, bed. And feel the chest. Exhaling, relaxing the chest. And relaxing the shoulders, softening in the shoulders. And feeling the muscles of your face and relaxing them as you exhale. The softening around the eyes. And then relaxing the thinking muscle, the energy, the tension might be associated with thinking. Let that soften and relax. If there is any sense of pressure, contraction, tightness associated with thinking or associated with the brain area, feel it on the inhale and soften it on the exhale. And then open your awareness to sounds. Sound of my voice. If where you are is very silent, maybe the sound of silence. If there's a ringing in your ears, just relax and on the exhale, soften. On the inhale, allow hearing open and spaciously. If you find yourself trying to listen, relax the trying. And instead of trying, allow your ears to hear. And if nothing comes, no worry. Sooner or later, there'll be a sound, and some of the sounds will be unexpected. And when they're unexpected, they come without any effort on our part. In the way unexpected sounds appear effortlessly. Maybe each time you exhale, letting go of your thoughts, letting go of efforting to hear. Allowing hearing. Perhaps hearing can arise in that place in the mind where there is some silence, some stillness. And then either continuing with hearing, letting that be your anchor to the present moment, content that each sound you hear is an experience here and now. Or if you prefer, gently allow the experience of breathing to come into awareness, much like hearing sounds. Feel the body breathing. maybe relaxing, trying to do so, or the effort to do so, in favor of allowing yourself to feel the experience of breathing. Relaxing, whatever effort you're making to think, relaxing the thinking energy, relaxing the trying in favor of being open and receptive, allowing hearing, allowing breathing to appear in awareness. And as we come to the end of the sitting, bring to mind or imagine, intuit, what it's like to most fully hear without entanglement, hear without reactivity. Most fully just allows the sound to come and go, to be present, forever along its presence, and to go when it goes. What would it be like for the mind to be so spacious and relaxed? There'd be no searching, no analyzing, no reacting, no fixing. The sound would allow it to just be there. And perhaps, when there's no entanglement with what we hear, it allows it to be registered deep within, a place within where there is greater understanding, greater love or kindness, care, a greater peace with how things are, a peace that is more enduring than the vagaries and changes of the world. There is a Buddhist bodhisattva, kind of a sacred being, called Kuan Yin, Kannon. In Sanskrit, Avalokiteshvara. And it's said that the name can mean the one who hears the sounds of the world. And Avalokiteshvara is the embodiment of compassion. Hearing the suffering of the world. To learn to hear well allows us to be custodians and caretakers of the suffering of the world without being entangled. To be entangled is just to add to more suffering in the world. To be unentangled places us in a better position to alleviate suffering in this suffering world. May this practice that we do be for the welfare and happiness of this world. May we, living in the way that we're meant to live, live in a way that supports the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.